Welcome to episode 86 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. I'm David Guerra, and I welcome you to this episode. Today, we're going to talk about rule number 9 of the Walking Leader, bring good news, and a new one, leadership in the news. So you know what? Let's get started. Rule number 9. Well, who likes getting bad news? See, as a leader, you will have to deal with getting bad news and handing it out. However, it's not all bad news. There is good news. And for those Class A organizations, good news will outweigh the bad news. So here's hoping and wishing you are working for and with a Class A organization. But they're not all Class A's. That's okay. As for leaders that are part of those non-Class A organizations, the level of good news will be near equal to or less than the amount of bad news that gets generated, unfortunately. Now, I'm not going to get into the intricacies of what makes one organization more susceptible to bad news than others, and others more susceptible to good news. No, that's not what this is about. No, you know, no matter what the reason, leaders will always have to deal with good news and the bad news. Now, when it comes time to deliver the bad news, well, you know what? Leave that to those that are, well, authorized to deliver the bad news. Especially if you already know the bad news, please keep it to yourself until it's time to disseminate it. See, because when you prematurely release the bad news, it can open up a Pandora's box. And if you do not know how to handle the fallout, then you might just make a bigger mess than just the bad news. Now, what I'm getting at is those that have been authorized to deliver the bad news have also, well, they have within their possession the information to address any issues or concerns that may arise. So why bring good news? Well, everyone likes good news. I mean, everyone likes having it, bringing it, and disseminating it. Most of all, everyone likes to hear good news, especially when it involves the receiver, the ones that are being told, hey, good job, you did real well, here's your recognition. Now, if you're the one that's presenting the bad news, well, there really is no good way to deliver the bad news. You know, that's one of those leadership tasks that no one envies or wants. However, it's one of those tasks that must be done. And especially if you're a leader, it's going to happen. And it really, truly is. Now, done with tact and grace and above all, a lot of empathy, the only way I know to deliver bad news with tact, grace, and empathy is to just do it. The same way you do it when you deliver good news. You know, people have said in the past, well, do you want to hear the good news or the bad news? Again, you just deliver it. Sure, it's going to sting, but there really is no easy way to deliver the bad news. Then again, you know, what can you do? But think about this. Do you know what is fun? Bringing good news. Good news is fun. Now, in my book, The Walking Leader, I mentioned that bringing no news is also a viable option when you have, you know, this thing between good news, bad news, or no news. You know, it's fine. Bring it. It's okay. You have nothing. Now, when it comes to being an outside leader or a first-time leader, now here's where it gets interesting. Leave the bad news to those with a bit more experience, and the good news is all, you know, it's all news. So what I'm getting at is basically let those with the experience have the opportunity to show you, to lead you, to give you their tips, their tricks, their tools on how to present the bad news. So your job for the first time out as a first-time leader, outside leader, somebody coming in from another department is just bring good news or no news at all. Because the bad news, again, will affect a whole different group of people, people you're not used to leading, managing, or for the first time, you know, it's going to be rough. And it will be rough, even if you've sat there and you've watched leaders before you do it and repeatedly over and over again, they deliver the bad news and you look at their styles and you understand them and you study them. But when it comes to your turn, your time to step up and deliver that bad news, it's going to be rough. It really will be. And trust me on this one, it's tempting to just run and hide and avoid it. But, you know, you've got to do it. Eventually, you have got to step up and you have got to do it. Now, let's go back to outside leaders, first-time leaders, managers, first-time walking out there. A word of warning. While it may be tempting, do not. Now, when I said about bringing good news or no news, do that. But do not bring rumors or half-truths. Unless you know 100% and you know you're authorized to disseminate that information, keep it to yourself. And when it's a rumor, you know what? Dispel the rumors. Somebody asks you a question, be honest. You know what? That's a rumor. Let's not go down that route until we know the truth. And that's all there is. And again, you deliver information when you know the truth, when you're allowed to deliver, or somebody else delivers it for you, then those that follow you will start to understand that, hey, wait a minute, he's going to give us the truth. And he's going to give it to us without pulling any punches, and especially without delivering it by rumors. Now, sure, there might be some truths to some of the rumors, and some of the rumors might be true, but unless you fully understand and know and have that well under control, you know what? Avoid all of that. Avoid it, just at all costs. Do it. Folks, good news and bad news and no news, it doesn't matter. You have to do it. That's part of being a leader. And the sooner you watch experienced leaders do it, the better off you will be when you have to do it, as I just said. Now, and when you have to do it, you know, it doesn't hurt to bring a little bit of good news. It's not about softening the blow, but it's about saying, you know what, we've had this trouble, but we also have this good stuff. And if you don't have good stuff, then, you know, have as much information about the bad news as possible. Now, let's move on to leadership and news. What does Inauguration Day and the President of Mexico have in common? And I'm talking Inauguration Day here in the United States, the one not too long ago. Well, numerous members of Congress that are a member of the Democratic Party decided to protest President Trump by boycotting the inauguration ceremony. Then the President of Mexico decided he would not travel to Washington, D.C. to meet with the President of the United States because of the proposed construction of the border wall. Now, okay, so what do these two things have in common? What they have in common is that these quote-unquote leaders seem to have no problem avoiding a problem. Leaders, true, honest, masterful, authentic, and genuine leaders will never avoid a problem. That's why they were given the most honored title as leader. See, avoiding a problem is not how leaders become great. Avoiding a problem is how people become forgotten. And as the song goes, who can bear to be forgotten? Seriously, people put people in a leadership position to solve problems. See, the voters see something in these individuals and say, okay, this guy's promising to solve problems. This guy's promising to do something about these situations, these issues. But when a leader, especially these high-profile leaders, decide to avoid a problem because they themselves are personally offended, well, you know what? That offense is moot. Their personal offenses are moot. Because individuals in a publicly elected position have no choice when they stepped up to become elected officials. They did so knowing fully well that they were the direct representatives of the people that voted for them. And they were also the direct representatives of the people that did not vote for them. See, this is when the personal issues have to be cast aside and the public issues have to be addressed head on. You can't just run and stick your head in the sand. It's just not going to work. And the same can be said for anyone that wants to be a leader, no matter if they are in the public or private sector. And, you know, if they have that honor of being a leader bestowed on them, well, they can't. They can't do it. They can't hide. See, as a leader, you have to act in the best interest of everyone that put you there and didn't put you there. If somebody doesn't agree with you, it doesn't matter. Somebody agrees with you, it doesn't matter. You represent all the people. You represent, in an organization, you represent everybody in your department. You represent everybody that works for you, that you lead, that you manage. Heck, if you're the CEO, you represent the entire organization. And see, another point to consider is how can you affect the change of something you dislike if you are not there, present, every step of the way, and holding those responsible for the problem accountable? Or is it that these people do not want to be held accountable for something they have done, either to contribute to the problem, or there's something completely different that they don't want to be seen or known for or associated with? Something to think about. See, no matter what it is, there can be no leeway given or earned when it comes to tackling the issues. See, square up, take a deep breath, and be there from the beginning to the end. You are a leader, and guess what? You are expected to act like a leader. Otherwise, why bother even starting a journey if all you plan to do is to avoid as much as possible, hopefully without anyone catching on? Folks, that's not a sign of a leader. That really isn't. That's just somebody that's out to scam other people. If they're going to not take their responsibility seriously, why are they even bothering? Why were they voted in? Why did they go to all those lies if they were not going to go up there and fight for change? If they weren't going to get out there and represent the people, all the people. That's it. You know, there are many more challenges ahead, and I guarantee you that. I guarantee that no matter what you're doing, private or public sector, whether you're a congressman or a senator, president of a country, a department manager, section leader, whatever, there are many more challenges ahead. I guarantee you 2017 is going to be the year of change, and it's well on its way. But as leaders, you cannot stick your head in the sand. Those days are over. Those days are long gone. I promise you that. Well, what do you think? What do you think about what I just talked about? Bringing good news, dealing with bad news, and leaders that want to stick their head in the sand. What do you think? You have any questions, comments, concerns, anything? Let me know. Let me know. Please drop me an email, davidaveguerra.com, or tweet them to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, D-A-V-E-G-U-E, all one, G-U-E-R-R-A, all one word. All of that's one word. And I'd love to hear from you. Folks, this about wraps it up for the 86th episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, businessman, entrepreneur, and author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow, all of which, both of them, can be found on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble in paper and digital format. Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And most of all, I do appreciate you. So again, thanks. And remember to step it up and get out there, because in 2017, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.